Good morning, friends. It's Friday with Jim here at Coast Community Radio, and I'm your host, Jim Wilkins. Ably assisted by engineer extraordinaire, Mr. Terry Wilson. Terry, thank you so much. The show was conceived by Lisa Smith years ago. Thank you, Lisa. And it is produced by Kathleen Morgane. Thank you, Kathleen. We will be talking today about the regatta. Or the regatta. I'm not sure which. One of the two. And as a guest, I have with me Mr. Kevin Leahy. And we are expecting the imminent arrival of Willis L. Van Dusen to work with Kevin as far as talking about this year's regatta. Kevin, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you for having me.
As we mentioned before we went on the air, I kind of like to start out with a little biographical sketch. I know that you grew up here in Astoria. Maybe mm-hmm. you could talk a little bit about your youth and
sure.
growing up here.
Sure. Well, yeah, I was born and raised here. Actually, I'm a fourth generation. The Leahys homesteaded out in Alney in 1879. My great-grandfather and his two brothers, and which my cousin, Patty Hankel Nelson, owns the property out in Alney, and we do a family reunion out there every year. Grew up right up here on Irving Avenue, 17th and Irving, a block from Willis, and went Star of the Sea Elementary School through the ninth grade, graduate of Astoria High School, attended Clatsop Community College. We call it UCLA, University of Clatsop, located in Astoria, and then transferred to Oregon State University, where I received my bachelor's degree in business. But you know, love it growing up here, my hometown. My mother and father, Bill and Dee Leahy, were both born and raised here. My mother also, like I said, my dad was obviously third generation. But my grandfather had a hardware store in downtown Astoria called Astoria Hardware. And it's where River Sea Gallery is located right now.
Mm-hmm.
He actually was in business with Ano Pusti years and years before that with a hardware store.
Yeah.
So real deep roots in the Astoria community.
Yeah, that's a fascinating story. Actually, the purpose of our program today is to talk about
the Regatta Festival.
Regatta, yes. There you go.
So, the 2015 Regatta Festival with our theme, Rockin' on the River.
And I discovered before we went on the air that the locals tend to pronounce that regatta, and more educated folks that are... new to Astoria call it regatta.
Well, it's interesting. Like I said, when we were talking before the program, it's, you know, it's always been regatta to myself and to many, you know, native born Astorians, but I've heard it both ways. But like I said, you know, tomato, tomato, both ways do work.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want everybody to know about the big festival that is not just an Astoria festival, but it's really a region-wide festival, even though it's the Astoria Regatta Festival. That's, as the co-president this year of the festival, working really hard to, you know, to make sure that the entire community and region knows that this is their festival, not just Astoria's.
Well, we'll talk about some of the events here in a minute.
Sure.
But to me, regatta, whatever, implies a certain maritime theme, like sailing on the river mm-hmm. and races, and what kind of those activities?
Well, that's correct. I mean, when the regatta was formed, you know, it's 121 years old this year. It's Oregon's oldest festival, and it's an Oregon cultural tradition that was acknowledged a few years ago that Peter Roscoe, and he was the president, led the charge on that. And it started in the river, and it was founded in 1894 to really welcome back the fishermen coming back from Alaska or from wherever. That's really how it started.
Wow.
And over the years, there were salmon derbies, the races on the river, et cetera. And I can tell you that there was years quite a bit later where it was kind of taken away from the river. You know, growing up here, like I stated, we had a lot of fun with the Davis Carnival and all kinds of land-based things. And there were quite a few water-based things, but we're really re-engaging the Columbia River with which I could talk about it as we get in some of the events. But it definitely is you know, the regatta, it does imply water-based, and that's what we're working really diligently, the whole board and committee and all the volunteers, to have a good balance between the water-based and just our heritage.
So from what you're telling me, I assume that the volunteers are really an important part of the program.
Well, yeah, this is a volunteer-based organization, Jim. You know, they're, We just really honor those. I mentioned, my mother, who was involved for 41 years in the Anchor Club, which I can talk about a little bit later here, which got me involved in the Regatta Association. But we have individuals who have been involved. My mother passed away in 1993, and many individuals that knew her well, mm-hmm. and worked with her and volunteered with her all the way up to now. We have new volunteers. We have new board members. So it's nice to have, the heritage and the institutional knowledge of a lot of our volunteers and ex-officers and presidents and board members over the years. But it's also great to see the new generation coming into this festival. That's again, something we're working hard to really make sure that, that everybody knows that they're invited to volunteer. And it isn't something as simple. It isn't something as complex as, I need to come to meetings every week. I need to do this. We all know in a small community how important volunteerism is. I mean, look at the station. Mm-hmm. But you look at the balance of, we're looking for volunteers that can give us a couple hours all the way up to people that want to be involved and become a board member. But if it wasn't for the volunteers, we would not have a festival.
Yeah,
period.
Well, Kevin, that kind of makes me curious about the management structure of the regatta. How is that set up, and how has it evolved over the years, and how does it work now?
Well, I would tell you, that's a very good question. How it's evolved over the years is, in the past, you had the board, which we still have. We have the president, the vice president, treasurer, secretary, etc., the normal, and board members. And in the past, you had the presidents really spearheading the efforts and the organization and having the committees. And fast forward to now, we do have the same structure. We have the committees. We have the Kathy Copendine is the co-president with me this year. Love working with Kathy. And this year, for the first time, I think in many, many years, or maybe if ever, we have secured the services of a event coordinator, Jessica Newhall, who's doing a fabulous job for us. She's keeping all of us on task. The old herding cats thing. She's doing a great job.
She's somebody that you've hired?
Yes, exactly. Okay. We had put out an RFP months and months ago publicly, and we engaged her services and could not be more pleased, because we're also looking to, we find that over the years, that as the festivals end, then you have, okay, it goes in a box somewhere. And then the new year starts, and it's like, how do we do X, Y, and Z? Mm-hmm. Well, that's what Peter started, and then we've been working on. Let's carry that forward and have, I hate to use my business term, but like a best practices. What does happen at the Admiral's reception? What does happen at the coronation? And we have volunteers this year that, I'm a business-based guy, so really look very hard at having committee chairs who are empowered, that we don't micromanage, that it's their event. And I mean, the board has the final say on the programs and the structure, but overall, they go with it. And
it sounds like you're talking about what we might call institutional memory.
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly. And I'm telling you, there's so much. And, we have our archives. Of course, there's the information at the Maritime Museum and at the Historical Museum that is well documented, but those are in boxes. But we have in the basement of the Bank of the Pacific building in downtown Astoria, Kathy Copendine spent days going through boxes and boxes of just archived information. And that's what Jessica this year, we're getting it like in the cloud and online and in Dropbox, so that we know exactly the who's who. I mean, something as, you'd say, as simple as a mailing list. We have our Admiral's reception, which is on Friday evening, August the 7th. We mail out invitations, like 500. But the issue that happens there, and everybody's welcome, by the way. If the listeners did not receive an invitation, the public is welcome, more than welcome. But what happens is you mail it out, and then you get back about 30% of the envelopes, because the people have passed away, or they've moved, so that's, again, we're working on the database for all of our events for the next team that's going to come in and be in charge of this festival.
Right. Now, in this handout, you're talking about some signature events.
Correct.
Maybe we could, first of all, describe what is a signature event, and then let's talk about some of them.
Sure. Well, a signature event is kind of as an overview. The Regatta Festival has many, many events, and I would just encourage your listeners to go to AstoriaRegatta.com, just AstoriaRegatta.com. Scott Dougherty is our art director, and also he does the website for us and does a great job of keeping everything current and updated, and a little description about each of the events. And throughout the community and businesses and the chambers and across the river, Long Beach Peninsula, El Waco, we've distributed what we call these rat cards, or the kind of the cards that talk about the events.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have posters. But the signature events are the ones that really are, I talk about the heritage of the Regatta Festival.
Yeah.
That we as the board and as the leadership of the Regatta Festival have really focused our time and energy on. So to kind of go through them. I'll do them in kind of in chronological order. We have on Thursday, August the 6th, we have the Regatta Queen's Coronation and Reception. And this is going to be held at the Liberty Theater at 6 p.m. And it's free. And it's interesting, you know, this I had the honor, Kathy and I both, of handing out scholarships to the young women of the court from last year. And between the Astoria Regatta Scholarship, the Rydell Scholarship, which has been in effect for many, many years, and the Patty Hankel Nelson Scholarship, we handed out $18,500 in college scholarships to our young women from last year. So I bring it up because I just think it's just a real opportunity. I've had people say to me, well, Kevin, is it like a beauty pageant? Not at all. It's just an opportunity for women in all of our high schools throughout the, you know, Napa, Astoria, Seaside, Warrington, Jewel, to go through a process early in the year to apply and be interviewed and have an opportunity to become a court member.
How is the queen selected?
The queen is selected. There is interviews that take place the morning of the coronation, and there's judges that are selected, and there's also input given by the chaperones and other board members. But the great majority is the interview process, and then I've had the honor of listening to our court speak at many public, because my day job, I'm in many community meetings. And yesterday, for example, in the Seaside Rotary Club that I belong to, our court spoke. So they each give around a 5-minute talk, and that's what they'll do the night of the coronation. And it's fun because, you know, the presidents, Kathy and myself, we got to choose the theme of what they're going to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And what we did is we had music, we had decades, the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s. So each of them drew a card, if you will, and they're going to talk about that decade in music, regatta, the region, and the world of what happened. And so it's going to be giving their speech to the audience at the Liberty. And then what happens is then Queen Claire Helixo, who was our queen from last year, will give her farewell speech. And then there's an impromptu question that each of the princesses are asked individually. And they answer that, and then the judges go off and you know, convene. And the Jeannie Maddox dancers, by the way, are going to be the entertainment this year. They're going to be performing at the Liberty while the judges are going through their hard decision-making process. And then they come out and they'll announce the queen.
Now, I'm assuming that the queen is female.
Correct.
Do you ever have any male guys in drag that come in?
We haven't had – now, I moved back here 4 years ago when I took my position here, so I don't believe so.
Okay.
But all are welcome, and I do know that in the past, apparently there used to be a court of I don't know if it was princesses or princesses and princes, but I know many years ago there were male and female, like the Scandinavian Festival does for
right.
some of their younger court members. So they had, and I think just logistically and through the years, and it's evolved to women only.
Okay. But, then on Friday, August 7th, we've got something called the Seaman's Memorial.
Yes.
Which was down at the Memorial Park in Uniontown.
That's correct, Jim. And that is, again, you know, talk about an event bringing things back to the water.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Roscoe started this. This is our third year doing this. So Coast Guard Sector Commander Daniel Travers will be leading this. Jeff Kotzen is actually organizing the entire thing. And what it is, it honors those who have given their life to the maritime industry,
mm-hmm.
from the Coast Guard to fishermen to bar pilots to you work on a tugboat, and those who have been lost at sea. And it's very inspirational. I know Chris Lynn Taylor is going to be there to sing the Star Spangled Banner. We have a program. I'll be speaking. Our Admiral Pat Wrighton will be speaking. Kathy will be speaking. And then Captain Travers will give like a narrative recap of the past year. And I've gone the last few years. And just to hear what the Coast Guard does for our community, we know this, but you know, when you hear daily.
Mm-hmm.
And so he does that. And then there'll be bells rung in honor of those who have been lost at sea. And then Captain Travers will go to the water, and there'll be flowers, a flower bouquet, he and his wife, that'll be put into the Columbia River. And offshore there on the north side will be Coast Guard vessels, Tongue Point, the Ironwood, for example, will be there in the Columbia, bar pilot boat, and they'll be blowing their horns. We actually, I know that Joanne Rideout is planned to record that.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah. So it's one of those that people don't know much about. Siemens Memorial, what does that mean? What is it? But I would just invite the community. And there'll be refreshments afterwards hosted by the Holiday Inn Express.
Yeah. Any of our listeners that haven't been down to that little memorial park, I'd urge a visit there. It's a beautiful little spot right on the river, kind of underneath the bridge. And it memorializes, as you said, those people that have lost their lives at sea.
And also on that memorial, just to mention, you know, my mother is memorialized there. And on hers, it says Anchor Club Skipper 1960.
Oh, cool. Well, I'd like to remind our listeners that it is Friday here at Coast Community Radio. Terry, wake up, please. And we're visiting with Kevin Leahy, talking about the regatta or the regatta. We anticipated former Mayor Willis L. Van Dusen visiting us here at the studio, but so far he has not arrived. I don't know, he may have had an accident or something like that. You never know with Willis. But then also on Friday, you've got the Admiral's reception. Now that sounds like kind of a big deal.
Yeah, that is one of the largest events, Jim. That again is, like I stated earlier, but one of the invitation side of it is open to the public. And that's sponsored by Warrington Fiber, Nygaard, Loggin, and Teven Brothers. And that's going to be held up in the McTavish Room at 6 p.m. at the Liberty Theater. We'll also have use of the Paulson Pavilion. And that's really to honor Pat Wrighton, who is our admiral this year. And Pat is the CEO of Pacific Core Transmissions and has had a family home in Gearhart for many, many, many years. And Pacific Power was founded here in Astoria. So he came down to Astoria last Friday and sat with Kathy Copandino and myself for an hour. Just, you know, it's just wonderful. I mean, I know he's very, very busy. Everybody's busy. But he's a very busy guy. He's in California, you know, today in meetings. And he has opened his calendar and cleared his calendar from Thursday through Sunday for our festival.
Yeah, he's an interesting guy. I wonder if he could talk a little bit about him.
Yeah, well, I mean, in terms of his background, I know that he has some legislative background. I don't have his bio here in front of me.
Yeah.
But in terms of being like, I know that he was an aide to some of our governors, and he's worked for Pacific Power for many years. Mm-hmm. And he serves on many boards. And I know that he's very large about contributing his time and giving back to the community in his time and financially. And I met him a few years ago just on my day job as the Cedar director, where he came with his board, and he wanted his board to learn more about our area, about Astoria and Clatsop County. So we spent quite a bit of time together, and you know he's very gregarious, outgoing. He will be, since it's his reception, right, he will be giving, I would call, the keynote speech that evening. And then our MCs for the evening are Mac Burns and Paulette Hankel-McCoy. Hmm. So they're going to do a great job. And we introduce, of course, the court and all the officers and visiting dignitaries in the Coast Guard. And the cost is $20. But if you have a regatta pin, which, you know, you can find in many, many retailers and businesses in Astoria and Warrington and across the river, also listed on our website, it's $10. And there'll be wonderful appetizers provided by Fulio's and Silver Salmon. We're going to be having beer, wine, water, coffee, etc. And it's just, again, to me, it's one of the highlights. And it's also a chance for people to see each other. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like sometimes, you know, I belong to several clubs, and so I see my fellow club members, or I go to a chamber breakfast and I see the chamber members. But this is the whole entire community, and you have a lot of things going on with people that have been involved in the festival over the years that come. And then, should I continue, keep going here, or on the...
Might as well. We've got almost 10 minutes left.
Perfect. And then Saturday, August the 8th, again, on the signature events, maybe we have some time to highlight some of the other ones on the backside.
Sure.
Here. The Grandland Parade is at 12 noon. And that, again, I met with Deputy Chief Halverson yesterday planning that, but it's going to be the same route as last year, where it's going to start at 17th and Exchange and go down Exchange to 9th, head down 9th, head north on 9th, and then go east on Duane.
Are we going to have any bagpipers?
Yes, we are, actually.
Cool.
Yes, we are. We have bagpipers, the Once More Again band, and we have, you know, it's interesting, you know, being the president, I also oversee our email, our Gmail account, AstoriaRegattaAssociation@gmail.com, and that's where any information or questions come through, and also when there's registrations that happen. And we're expecting a big turnout in participants. And the parade, again, starts at 12 noon. We are going to have, I mentioned to your listeners, we are going to be having at about 11:45, we're going to have a one-mile run. So we did this last year for the first time. So the top male and the top female runner, they get $100 as the prize. Kind of kicks off the parade, and then the Astoria Clowns are right behind them. I don't know if they're running as fast as the as the joggers, but
where does the run happen?
Right on the parade route.
Oh,
so
okay.
it kind of spurs things up, and we're actually also, you know, we almost had to cancel our fireworks this year because of lack of sponsorship and contributions, but the community and businesses came together. So we're actually going to be walking the parade route before, just asking for any contributions for the parade and fireworks for next year, because the community loves it. And, you know, we have to be financially sound. You can't go into deficit in an organization like this.
Yeah, how much are we going to be spending on fireworks this year?
$5,000.
Wow.
Yeah, it's $5,000. We have Western Fireworks that we've had a relationship with for many years.
And that'll be over at the East End?
East End Mooring Basin, exactly. Martin Bew heads that for us and has for many years. And they give us a really good deal for the $5,000. I mean, you know, I know that I've been told by throughout the community here that if we started a new contract with them, it'd be substantially more. But yes, the East End Mooring Basin at dusk.
Cool.
And then we have, throughout, we have the Regatta Square, which is also not an event, but it's our event headquarters. And that's located on 12th between Duane and Exchange. Right next to the Garden of Surging Waves, we're going to have a main stage, a beer garden, a salmon barbecue, a fun zone for the kids, days worth of. So please, you know, listeners, it starts at, it's 11 from 11 till 5, and to come over and eat and watch the parade. And Ohana Media is actually going to be, Tom Friel will be calling the parade this year. Uh-huh. So they'll be there and engaged with that. And then we have the High Water Boat Parade at 5:30 p.m., leaving the West End Mooring Basin. I would put out a plea that we're looking for more boats, you know, commercial boats, private yachts, sailboats. Hal Nauman from the Yacht Club is spearheading that with us, the SRA Yacht Club. And
yeah, that's always been a problem, getting enough boats for that.
Yeah, and we're working, you know, Andrew Bornstein is our admiral's aide, so we're working, you know, through his connections, and Steve Fick, our admiral from last year, on the commercial fishing fleet, because that's really exciting to see them. Because they are kind of busy that time of the year fishing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that's a big...
A lot of them are up north.
That's exactly it. Yeah. Exactly, Jim. So, and then, you know, I just said we're also partnering on Sunday with the Columbia River Symphony. There's going to be a wonderful concert at Astoria High School at 3 p.m. It's free, donations accepted. And it's called the Rock. It's the very last bottom thing there, Jim, on the backside here. The Rock and Regatta Summer Pops Concert. There's the Astoria Parks and Recreation. There's the softball tournament that continues to go on over the weekend. There is a gathering of past admirals and presidents luncheon that Columbia Memorial Hospital sponsors on Friday at 1. That's a fundraiser for the scholarship fund. We're trying to, again, target these fundraisers for the scholarship fund for our young women.
Tell me a little bit about the Columbia River Symphony, if you would.
Well, you know what? I know that I've been working with them mainly through email. We have Dean Peterson, who's one of our active volunteers. It's a member of their board. And I know that it's anywhere from 60 to 100 musicians that...
All local?
No, a lot of them are local, but it goes all the way up to Vancouver.
Oh, okay.
And actually, Corey Peterson is the conductor. And what we're doing is, it's funny, I've talked to somebody that was in the group. So they're doing a performance in Vancouver, I think this weekend. And they're coming to Astoria High School to do it here in our locale. But there's a great mix of locals and people from the Portland metropolitan area. And I'm told anywhere from 60 to 100.
Wow.
And they're doing great themes. I think they're doing like music from Star Wars and really trying to tie into to what's going on. So that'll be a lot of fun. And, you know, the Historical Society has regatta through the years at the Heritage Museum. Open to the public Saturday and Sunday. Of course, you pay the admission fee. I mean, but I think really focusing on these signature events and Regatta Square, we also are going to have an informational booth there, Jim. There'll be some vendors that'll be selling things other than what we'll be selling, but we're going to be also selling pins, The downtown, the ADHDA, which I'm a member of their business advisory committee, will be having a big sidewalk fair. So we really want to tie in the downtown merchants. And ADHDA, that's something else that we've really re-engaged with, the Regatta Association, Dulcie Taylor and Elena Gardner, the director. So there'll be a wonderful sidewalk sale and fair going on. They're going to have chalk artists and some fun things, each individual. That's from 2 to 5 on Saturday after the parade.
Well, that's one thing that our listeners are probably really interested in is where can they get a beer?
Oh, that's a very good question. Well, they can get a beer at Regatta Square on Saturday from 11
Regatta
to
Square,
5.
That's down by Heritage Square.
That's in Heritage Square, thank you, 12th and Duane. And they can, of course, get a beer at any one of our wonderful craft breweries or restaurants, because that's the other thing. We want to make sure that, like, in the evening, why aren't we having, like, a big beer garden? Because we want the citizens and the visitors to go to Fort George and Bowie and Wet Dog and Astoria Brewing, et cetera, Astoria Distillery, et cetera, et cetera. Uh-huh. So that's why we purposely are cutting it off at 5 o'clock, but there's plenty of places to get a beer.
Yeah.
That's a good question, though.
And then one that caught my eye here is the Ducky Derby. What is the Ducky Derby?
You know, Jim, that is a fundraiser for the Astoria Yacht Club. And Hal Nauman was telling us the other day, they use the proceeds of that to fund youth projects. And it's a chance for – it's $5 a chance.
Mm-hmm.
And the winning duck that comes in – I think they dump the ducks into the marina, west end, at the West Marina there, where the yacht club is located. And the first duck that comes across the line, there's a cash prize.
So I'm trying to visualize this. So these are actual live ducks?
No, I believe – I hope not. I believe they're the bathtub variety.
Okay.
No, of course, I know people in the bathtub here locally too, but I believe they're the plastic ones. How's that?
All right.
Yeah.
We've got – and, of course, the boat parade that we spoke a little bit about. Now, there's a celebration honoring our guest who is not here today, Mr. Willis L. Van Dusen, who – has actually failed to show up.
Yes.
And I would like to chastise him publicly for agreeing to be here and then not arriving.
Does he really exist?
Ex-Mayor Willis Lloyd Van Dusen, who actually grew up with Kevin here.
Yeah, he grew up 16th and Irving. I grew up 17th and Irving. And Willis, yes, Arlene Lemire and the whole city will be celebrating Willis's services all the years that he was mayor.
Mm-hmm.
At 3 p.m. at Regatta Square, there'll be cake and there'll be a reception honoring Willis. So Senator Johnson will be there. Betsy will be there.
Oh.
A lot of people will be there. It'll be a lot of fun. So, again, we hope that everybody's going to just spend the whole day in the downtown area and shop and beer go have a beer and eat and go to the boat parade and then stick around for its second Saturday art walk that same day. And then watch the fireworks. So it's a full day. And again, I just wanted to again emphasize this is not just Astoria's festival. This is the region's festival, Jim.
Right. And another thing that I've always enjoyed at Regatta or Regatta.
Thank you, by the way, for pronouncing it correctly.
Is the softball tournament.
Yes.
It's really fun to go over and watch those games.
Yeah, Angela Cosby and the Astoria Parks and Recreation group do a very good job of organizing that. I know they do outreach throughout the entire Northwest. That's a lot of fun also, yes. And that's on our card, and it's also on the website with more details.
But one of the things about baseball, softball, is that it really implies having a beer. Are we going to be able to get a beer at the softball game?
Well, I'll defer that to the city of Astoria. I think you know the answer to that one. They can have a beer and have a designated driver and go over and watch a baseball game. You know, I think that could be worked out.
Okay. Well, we just got a minute left, Kevin. Any last-minute thoughts as far as our listeners' curiosity about?
Yeah, I would just say that again. You know, it's a lot of fun being involved in this festival. And we say it's 121, you know, years old, which it is. And we want it to continue for another 121 years. And I would just ask anybody that, you know, is looking to get involved with something. And as I stated, something as simple as helping the day up for an hour or two.
Volunteer-driven.
We're volunteer-driven. And the volunteers keep this festival alive. And we want to keep it going and growing. And we feel that there's been a real resurgence of that this year, in the last few years.
Well, volunteerism is important. I know I'm involved in the Riverfront Trolley.
Yes.
And that's all volunteer
exactly.
Driven. So in a little town like this, to see such volunteer participation is really heartwarming. And I'd like to thank all the volunteers that contribute to these events and urge other people to consider volunteering.
Exactly. And if they want to volunteer, all they need to do is go to send me an email at AstroyaRegattaAssociation@gmail.com, mm-hmm. or they can call my home number at 503-325-8841. Always happy to.
Kevin Leahy, I really appreciate you coming in. And
thank you for having me.
Well, the guest who failed to appear, we'll chastise him privately. But I'd urge our listeners to stick around for Albert Smith and his always wonderful Friday Folk Show. And I'll be back next week with another version of Friday with Jim. Goodbye.